Healthcare is usually focused on treatment, but there's growing recognition that a doctor's communication skills are just as crucial. Traditionally, that's not been part of a doctor's medical training, but that's slowly changing. In the second part of our series, Vital Talk, KULW's Ruby DeLuna shows us why these conversations are important.
Greta Austin has had her share of sitting in medical waiting rooms.
It's this moment of incredible anxiety.
2 years ago last fall, her father had come to Seattle from Wisconsin for treatment. She would sit with her parents at the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance.
If you're at the SCCA, you sit in the waiting room and it's up above, and you're looking out on one side, you can see the highway going north to south. Looking out, you can see the lake and it's going out to the ocean.
It was like a metaphor for the people in the waiting room, not knowing what direction their lives will take. They're waiting to get treatment, waiting to hear the latest test results, waiting, not knowing.
It's a very liminal place.
Her father had had a CAT scan to see what was causing the blockage in his stomach. The family was about to meet the oncologist to go over the results. It didn't look good.
There was a cancerous mass in the pancreas, and that it had metastasized to block the bottom of the stomach.
Getting that news was hard, but what struck Austin was how the oncologist spoke with them.
The way in which Dr. Bach delivered the news was with such compassion and humanity. It makes me cry.
There would be many more meetings with Dr. Bach. Each time, they'd bring up all the questions and worries they had. He would answer them one by one.
You know, he's dealing with a tough crowd. He's dealing with my siblings who both are, you know, one's an oncologist and the other is a pathologist. Both are know a lot about cancer. He was, you know, grounded his answer very much in the facts, but it was never just about the facts. It was about, let's give you the best quality of life that we can.
Austin says Dr. Bach took the time to get to know her father, a man who loved basketball and who was an avid bird watcher with an extensive life list. Dealing with a terminal disease is stressful, and often medical appointments don't allow enough time for these conversations.
Hello.
Grace, how are you doing?
Dr. Bach, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you. Nice to see you.
That's Dr. Tony Bach. He's an oncologist and palliative care doctor at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. Greta Austin's father was his patient. Bach says there's a myth that doctors who are warm and friendly may not be up on the latest in medicine, and those who have the science down are cold.
You don't have to choose between those two things.
Bach has been interested in how physicians communicate with patients ever since he was a medical student. There was one incident in particular that stood out. He was part of an oncology team making rounds at a hospital. An elder patient had been admitted the previous day for a blood disorder. The team was on its way to see her. The attending physician asked the doctor in training about the patient.
And the fellow looks at him and goes, well, Mrs. So-and-so died. Just like that. And the attending kind of nodded and goes, she was an old trout.
That exchange bothered Bach.
I was like, oh my gosh, that is so callous. I can't believe it. I didn't, of course, know her that well, but, you know, she was a frail little old woman who was probably somebody's mom, right? And this is where I think we clinicians need to do a better job with seeing the humanity in everybody.
It made him think how doctors aren't adequately equipped to talk about these intense situations.
So I went into my oncology training thinking, what should you say? How could you say something different? And at the time, I wasn't really getting it in medical school.
So he sought his own training. Midway in his career, he started a nonprofit program to help doctors learn from their blunders. It's not just knowing what to say, but also finding out what's important to patients. One thing he likes to do is ask them to show pictures from their cell phones.
It will tell you a lot about what's important, because who's in the picture, what they were doing, how long ago that was, those are all clues to me about whether or not someone is living in a way that they're getting some living done every day, as well as taking care of their illness.
Bach says studies show that when patients are plugged in to what gives them joy, they do better. They're able to weather the challenges ahead. These conversations helped Greta Austin's father think about what he wanted to do with his remaining time. A big goal was to go back to Wisconsin to see the warblers in their spring migration.
The goal back in those dark days of January was to be able to be in good enough shape that he could go home in May to see the migration. And if you had told me that he would go back to see the migration when he first came to Seattle, I would have said no way.
And he did. He lived almost 2 years and was there for big family events. Austin says the experience made her appreciate that medicine isn't just about science, diagnosing the illness and coming up with the right treatment. It's also about communication, the ability to bring out what matters most to people. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.